Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I am joined with my guest, Evangelist Sheila Vickers. Good morning, Evangelist Vickers.
Good morning, Lady Stringer. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so honored to have you here as my guest.
Oh, I'm excited. What an honor it is to be your guest.
Evangelist, can you share a little bit about yourself?
I am a PK, a preacher's kid. Something miraculous happened at 3 years old for me. I'm filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost at 3 years old, and I began to write songs and play, and it was pretty evident at a young age that I was called to some facet of ministry, and the Lord dealt with me off and on about ministry throughout my life. But at 23 years old, when I was saying yes to being an evangelist in ministry, my life just kind of took a turn. And I was getting sick and sicker and sicker and not knowing what was wrong. Doctors couldn't quite figure it out. And I'm just a living, breathing, walking testimony of God's healing power. I was diagnosed with bronchitis, and the doctor says, nope, that's not it. And I was just kind of getting worse and worse to the point where I could not function on my own. I could not bathe myself, couldn't comb my hair. And at 23 years old, the doctor is now putting me in the hospital on isolation. I'm trying to figure out what's wrong because I was losing strength day by day. And they came back and first they said, oh, it's pneumonia. Took more tests. They said, nope, it's a tumor on your left lung. We don't know where it's coming from. So literally for about 6 weeks, I was in the hospital and was tested day after day about what could be wrong with me. And finally they came back and said, you have sarcoidosis. And so we're going to put you on medicine. We're going to put you on 23 pills twice a day and send you home. And hopefully by then, by in a year's time, your tumor will begin to shrink. I prayed for myself. And I was just kind of in a pity party. My cousin called me and said, you know, the saints are going to pray for you. And she says, I see in the spirit that the tumor is no longer there, but I see a scar of where the tumor has been.
I want to ask you one question. I want to back up. What is sarcoidosis?
Sarcoidosis is an autoimmune disease where the body attacks itself. The body receives kind of mixed signals, and instead of healing itself, it starts attacking itself. It's primarily found, most people, with their lungs. But with me, sarcoidosis was found in every joint of my body, primarily in my lungs, and they told me it would begin to infiltrate other organs.
Can you tell me more about your testimony?
Sure. So in that time, I really learned the concept of the prayer of Job. I was praying for myself, and my prayers were basically self-centered. You know, Lord, bless me, do this for me. And in the midst of that, I was a teacher, and I had to teach my students the concept of pay it forward, doing something, a kind deed for someone else, a random act of kindness. And the Lord told me, shift your prayer. And I'm saying, what is it, Lord? So I was driving, and I saw a woman behind me. She looked a little frantic. She had a child that was crying in the back seat, and I said, okay, well, I'll just pay her toll fare. And as I was driving through that toll, the Lord says, is that all you can do for her? Why not pray for her? And I began to really tap into praying for someone else.
That's
and
good.
Not paying it forward, but praying it forward. And I began to study the prayer of Job. And Job 42:10 says, Job's captivity was not turned until he prayed for his friend. So out of all that Job went through, he was certainly praying for himself, but people, his wife was telling him, oh, you must have done something. His friends are coming to him saying that you must have done something to God and you must have sinned. But it wasn't until Job began to pray for his friend that his captive
Hallelujah.
People are. And I've learned that in the moments when I could not really pray for myself, there was someone else praying for me.
Yes.
And so I, in turn, pray for someone else when they don't have the strength and the fortitude to even pray in their own situation.
That's powerful. You know, because a lot of us get stuck on me, 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 me.
We
Lord,
do.
When are you going to do me?
And intercessors are different from prayer warriors. It's the difference between like empathy and sympathy. You know, if I have sympathy for you, I'll say a prayer for you and I'll keep it moving. But an intercessor will have that empathy and get in the trenches and pray until you break through.
And I'm taking that you did get your breakthrough.
Oh, absolutely. I was at 23 years old. I was put on disability, believe it or not. And I remember the day when I called my doctor. I said, this is over. I pronounce a benediction on this. Went back to school, went back to work, working on another degree now. I am preaching and doing all of those things that the doctors told me I could never do.
God still works miracles.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. And that is through prayer. And you want the listeners to know, whatever they do, don't stop praying.
Don't stop praying.
Hallelujah.
Prayer not only changes things, prayer will change you. The lifestyle of intercession is watching what you allow to entertain you, what you have entered to detain you, because you have to watch the little things that are being allowed to be whispered in your ear. Some things may be very subtle. You may say, oh, it's not really sin, but it's really not expedient for a lifestyle to really tap into where God is saying and what God is saying. I've learned it's scientifically proven that when someone is yelling and screaming at you, you shut down. You really don't want to hear it. You may be silent while they're screaming, but you're basically not receiving what they're saying. However, when something is whispered, you are more receptive to what that is. And we have to really watch what's being whispered into our spirits, whether it be television, whether it be a song, whether it be just an idle conversation. You just have to watch your environment so that you can really tap in, so that if you're sitting in the hair salon and God moves on you to pray for someone silently in the next hair dryer, or if you're walking in the store and you see someone who may look like a widower trying to figure out life without his wife again, as you're walking past, to say a prayer for them. So you really have to watch what's being whispered into your system.
Evangelist Vickers, I know after listening to you today and our listeners, they're going to want to know your contact information. How can they get in contact with you?
Oh, sure. I am on social media. I am on the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Sheila Vickers. It's S-H-E-I-L-A-H-V-I-C-K-E-R-S. And they can certainly come to my website to find out more about things that we're doing. That's www.sheilavickers.com. We've actually been having something new this year called prayer parties, where we're going different places and we're breaking out pockets of prayer all over the country of people praying for other people.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.